brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The New World Order crime syndicate is on the run. That's what all this blustering and black uniform, black mask, camera on the street corner. We're building FEMA camp balonies for. It's to scare us. No, we're not scared. You punched us in the face one too many times. We've decided to go ahead and just beat the living daylights out of your New World Order. You've been asking for it. You've drawn first blood over and over again. You've danced on the grave of too many patriots. And we're going to get it in our minds that you're going to be beat. We're going to tell our phony preachers who are telling us to lay down to evil. We're going to tell them that they just go back to where their father came from and to get behind us, get out of our way. And we're going to move forward. We're going to move forward in our prosecution of the war against the New World Order. We got a big population reduction group that's calling for one-child policy joining us coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go to David in Minnesota, then Chris, you're in the Netherlands, Bill. We'll get to everybody. David in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Alex, what's up?
We are doing a worldwide transmission against global tyranny right now.
That's awesome. Like I said last time I called, you need to get a show up here in Minnesota. Fox News has got a show now on like 100 FM, and it's disgusting to hear what they have to say on a daily basis. But the real reason I'm calling in is I want to make sure that you know too that Democrats and liberals aren't your enemies either. We have a candidate up there as well, Mike Gravel, who's also a truther, who's also trying to expose the 9/11 movement. And I hope that if Ron Paul for some reason is getting a ticket, maybe we can get Mike Gravel in there.
I'm not saying liberals as the people are bad. I'm saying just like conservatives are good people. I mean, they're good people on the street. They're good to go eat a hamburger with or go to a ball game. But they're cult members when it comes to still defending Bush when he's a criminal. And I watched that under Bill Clinton with liberals. And I'm just saying that Hillary's going to get into office if Ron Paul doesn't, because Republicans are totally shot. Everybody hates them, even their own party. Republicans are all going to support Obama. I mean, that's my point, is that our only hope is Ron Paul, or we're going to get Hillary, brother, and she's a warmonger.
Oh, man. I mean, everyone that I know, she's a candidate no one wants. No one wants Hillary. No one. The other thing I want to say really quick, too, is I know we get attacked a lot by the law and legal fronts. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about this or not either, but something called prepaid legal. I think it's like $17 a month, and what it does is gives you like trial defense and all this lawyers at hand for a pretty good cause.
Have you ever gotten in trouble and used them? Did it work for you?
Yeah, it actually does. They even give you like this 24-access 7 card where if you get pulled over by the cops, you can call them this little phone number and you can have a lawyer talk you through exactly what to say and what not to say. So maybe if you're getting attacked on legal fronts, you can call them up, and it's a really good deal.
Are you doing that multi-level thing with them?
Yeah, it's kind of multi-level, but I mean, I didn't pick it up because of that. I didn't pick it up to make money. I just pick it up because every time I hear someone...
No, I understand. No, I hear you. I just was curious if you were involved in that. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Keep it up there. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome. You got about a minute and a half.
Ron Paul is such a great example. I remember he brought my attention to the Federal Reserve issue back in the early 90s. And he's just a great example of what you can do when you're a leader. And... I want people to understand the spiritual principle that you attract what you fear because you fear the unknown. So you attract the unknown. And that's what Ron Paul doesn't fear is death. And that's why he's been able to get so far. I have two questions. What were the names of the officers who arrested Lou Brodowski?
We cannot find their names. We posted their video that they detained him for an hour, claimed he was under arrest. So I guess in a way that is an arrest. And for those that don't know, they walk up and say, we know you've got a bomb. And then they say, we know you don't have one, but we're just going to say you have a bomb. That'd be like a cop opening his jacket, pulling out cocaine on video, and going, looky what I found here, and planting it on you.
He could have had a wire, a hands-free cell phone. That's what the wires could have been. I mean, that's a common household item. My other question was, what Popular Mechanics used a doctored photo, you said, of Building 7, where supposedly 20% of the foundation was hollowed out. I wanted to know where they got that photo. Was it doctored, or was it...
Sure. We got a break. Thanks for the call. We'll come back. Everybody stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're working on getting the folks from a population reduction group on. We talked to them this morning. They were scheduled, but they're not on at the show with us right now because we're unable to connect with the phone number we have to England, but they'll probably be popping in later in the show, if not today, tomorrow, because there's lots of these organizations and groups. John Gillibond is the co-chairman of OPT and emeritus, a professor at Family Planning at University College London. And he said, the effect on the planet of having one less child is an order of magnitude greater than all the other things we might do, such as switching off lights. An extra child is equivalent of a lot of flights across the planet. So, see, they want to make it an eco-crime to have children. Having large families is an eco-crime, is the headline. And we were going to have Valerie Stevens on, who is with the group. And we will have her or others on from across the pond. There's a lot of groups pushing this and saying this, and the media likes to report on them and act like it's some minority view. But Dr. Pianca, right here at University of Texas, goes around and gives speeches, and he gets standing ovations, not at the end of the speech, but when he says, get rid of 90%, and with the image of skulls behind him saying, we need it to start, and you just need the dying to start now. And then his students and graduate students say that everyone must die. And so, see, the carbon tax is a big, big deal. It isn't just going to stop with a tax on carbon. It's going to be on your carbon footprint. Of course, it's all based on a lie and a fraud. Did that number work for you that time? Or? Yeah. Yeah, from here I'm able to dial it. It's busy. Well, what we need to do is, so this doesn't go on, we need to call the organization, the progenitor, the main group again, and ask for backup numbers is the move that needs to be made now. I'm not trying to do this stuff on air, but it's the only way we can do it here time-wise. So that's the move that needs to be made on that, because I really want to get this group on. And they'll end up getting a heads up on the show over time if we don't get them on today. Getting these top people on is always a hassle, even without technical schisms and things that go on. I'm told that we have a caller who disagrees with us, though. Is that Bill in Illinois? Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Alex. First, I want to say that I am a Ron Paul supporter, and I want to thank you for teaching me to become conscientious and aware. The question I have for you is, I believe the other day you said that they know how to play us like a fiddle, is what you said. Please don't jump on me if that's incorrect.
Look, man, stop Ron prefacing. Paul. Stop. Listen, this isn't Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Neil Bortz, sir. You don't have to call in prefacing and saying you like me first and saying please don't jump on me. Just say whatever you want, man.
Okay. Ron Paul looks too good to be true. If something looks too good to be true, it's a little catchy. I love Ron Paul, but I'm being very cautious. Can you please clear this up for me?
No, I'm not going to. There's nothing to clear up. I mean, this is what.
So I guess you're going to play us like a fiddle, like the rest of the government.
Yeah,
thank you, Alex.
Thank you. That's what I thought you wanted to hear. So I told you. See, because I'm just so sick of it, man. I'm just so sick of the attitude that is out there. I mean, there's just nothing to say. People don't have any gauge. Of course I can say something. You see, the main statement from the listener is, see, I'm playing him like a fiddle now. I'm playing everyone like a fiddle. See, I'm bad, too. And I sensed that in the whole way the question was asked. So I just gave them what they want. A lot of times you just got to give people what they want. And if that's what they want, then they can have that. All I hear out of a large segment of this movement, and it's the anchor holding us back in so many ways, is instant and total and complete denial of any hope, of any idea that we can beat City Hall, of any idea that we can have a victory, of any idea that we can ever affect change, of any idea that we could ever get anything done. And that's the first thing that's always put out. That's the first thing that we always hear. That's the first thing that... Okay, come on in. I don't know about the guest. You say you were able to get a hold of her?
It rings, I just talked to her.
It rings and you just talked to her. Okay, well, give the network that number. You know what?
I told them how I dialed it.
You told them how you dialed it? Well, let's just do this. It's probably the network phone system. It's busy, so now he can call back. We'll just do producing on air. It's fine. That's fine. He says it doesn't work again. Have her call into the network, okay, in the back extension, or John will try to call again. It's probably the network phone system. Just classic stuff. Look, folks, how this works is you got people who do the work in the world, and then you got the people who look at the size of the problem and then decide to never fix it. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't go out and try to support Congressman Ron Paul. Okay? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't go out and investigate Congressman Ron Paul. But you have to judge a tree by its fruits. And we've got our guest now, so later I will try to walk through the caller's question. It's just, you know, the whole spirit of the thing made me nauseous, and I'm just taken back by this stuff sometimes, you know, just by the attitude. And so later I'll go over it. Just in the middle of all of the normal things that go on around here, it just makes my head spin sometimes. We do have her on with us, and we appreciate her coming on the show. She's Valerie Stevens. She's the co-chair of OPT, and that's the Optimum Population Group, optimumpopulation.org. And I'm sorry we had so much trouble connecting with you. It's good to have you on with us, Valerie.
Thank you. That's okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, about the organization that you co-chair.
Well, it's basically an environmental think tank, if you like. We're all deeply concerned about the global environment and, of course, the environment in our very overcrowded island of the United Kingdom. And like the rest of the world, we're tremendously concerned about global climate change, global warming, based on the huge amounts of fossil fuels that we burn. And so I guess it's the same in some parts of the United States, but here in Britain and Europe, we've been talking a great deal about what every citizen can do to try to cut down on each person's emissions of carbon dioxide, changing the light bulbs, taking the bus instead of your car, and this kind of thing. But because we're concerned about population impacts, our message is have one less child. Do you find that shocking?
Oh, well, don't worry. The West is already dead, and that will accelerate it. In fact, you guys are saying the Westerners are the ones that really don't need to have children because our carbon footprint is so big. And there's talk about it being fines or fees. That really is the one-child policy of China. But I know, I would say victory is complete. I mean, the West already pretty much can't reverse its decline.
No, nowhere in anything that we say on our website have we talked about fines or anything like that. It must all be voluntary based on people's awareness of what's happening.
Well, it's talking about taxes. It's talking about penalties. I mean, I've said the Times of London, I have Australian news. I mean, well, explain it to us, because I'm really honored that. Well, ma'am, we've got a break. Quick break, and I really appreciate your stalwart stoicism while we didn't get connected to you for 17 minutes. Stay there. We appreciate you gracing us with your time, and we'll be right back to let you elaborate on this. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have the co-chair of the Optimum Population Trust, and she joins us, Valerie Stevens. Valerie, you say nowhere on your website should you say that it's an eco-crime. But the headline in the Sunday Times of London is having large families is an eco-crime. How do you think that they came up with that headline?
I've no idea, and it's rather embarrassed us because we wouldn't say words like a crime at all. We're saying we want people to think about this issue. We do wonder about the advisability of, you know, some governments in Europe and also in Australia are so concerned about low birth rates that they actually offer big bonuses and handouts if you have a third
child. But see, that won't work. You guys are actually helping us, and I appreciate you. Put your billboards up. Start taxing having kids. People like to rebel. And so when as soon as you make it stylish to have more children, you're actually going to save the beloved West. So I just want to thank you.
Right.
We're going to win. We can't be stopped. You just need to know that.
Well, when you say the West, are you including Europe with USA?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we have quite different...
And Japan, too. I don't want the Japanese to become extinct.
We don't want anybody to become extinct. I'll tell you what, our bottom line is that we think that the number of births each year should be roughly equal to the number of deaths, so that we're not having 80 million more people on the planet every year, all of them using energy, all of them emitting or being responsible for the emissions of carbon dioxide.
But you cannot deny that China has now surpassed the United States in carbon footprint emissions, and they're not putting in any of these controls. And,
yeah,
I was going to stop you, except for the beloved one-child policy, which is the law, and there are fines associated. Do you think that's a sensible thing they're doing in China?
I do, actually. I think the world would be in a really terrible mess now if the Chinese had not instituted that one-child policy.
Okay, so there you go. There you go right there. Is that you say you don't want it to be the law and don't want fines, but you really do in the end of the day.
Not in the Western democracies, no. That has to be the choice of the people. We have free votes, and we can choose that kind
of thing.
But you
support China doing it at the barrel of a gun.
I think China has to. The number of people in China who would have starved by now, died of starvation, is even with their one-child policy for the past 15 years, they are totally running out of water. Parts of their country is becoming an absolute
desert. No, that's not true. I've seen all the numbers. No.
So, you know, if they'd not had the one-child policy before now, millions and millions of them would have starved.
That's well, you know, Mao admits he killed 60 mil in the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward. That's an official government pub. They're very proud of it. In official government publications, the mass culling, they're the apple of the UN's eye. They get all the big awards, and it's the government planning that has caused the problems. They can easily increase their yield and feed their population.
I think you have not looked at the way their water tables are receiving because they've been overpumped, and I know that parts of the USA
they have the ocean. They could build desalinization. Humans can do whatever's needed.
And desalination plant uses fossil fuel energy.
Again, Al Gore's been proven to be a fraud. All scientists do not agree, as that UN report fraudulently said, and hundreds of those scientists are on record saying their names were added without their consent. We have the ice core samples that it's an 800-year gap of carbon dioxide increases after warming begins. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It is a life accelerant. Plants grow even faster and more healthy in our ancient past. We had a higher carbon dioxide level in photosynthesis, boosting total oxygen levels for all of the different types of animal life. That is a scientific hoax and a fraud.
No, I think you will see that the bulk of scientists around the world are agreed that global climate change is happening, and it is probably due to
probably. You guys were saying all scientists just 6 months ago till they all started going public about the lies. Now you got to say bulk of scientists.
It's a very small number of scientists who are saying that Al Gore's wrong or the all these other scientists around the world are wrong. It is a very small number who are countering this.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's your study or a major index on that? What's your proof? Let me see your proof.
In Science, in New Scientist, these magazines that reflect the scientific community.
That are owned by the oil companies that want to have a global carbon tax. We have the Bilderberg Group and SPP documents. This is a giant hoax. Peak Oil's a hoax. And we have the documents, and we're going to get it out to the people. Tell you what, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to be polite. I've got a little angry. I'm not being gentlemanly. I apologize to you. One more little segment with us, please. I'd like to hear then what we should do if you're right. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective no-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skin, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are graced and honored to have Valerie Stevens of the Optimum Population Trust joining us. Optimumpopulation.org. Okay, without me then sitting here running over you, you say you support what China's doing, but that we're democracies, so we can't do that here, but you don't support a tax or it being the law to reduce children or the number of births, and I'm going to have more children just because of this, by the way, because we will survive, we will continue, and we are not a cancer on the earth, as Prince Philip has called us. But, I mean, explain to us then that paradox between what China's doing is good, but we're not going to do that here, but you're just introducing us to it and how evil our carbon footprint is.
I think perhaps we come to it from a slightly different point of view. Remember that in the United Kingdom, we're even more densely populated than China. We are struggling with a population of 60 million on this tiny island, and our numbers are still growing by about 250,000 every year.
Illegal aliens, your actual birth rate is 1.5. You're dying.
1.78, actually.
Well, then I guess the BBC's lying. I think they're integrating second-generation foreigners. If you actually look at real populations there, the Germanic Mongol tribes, and by Mongol tribes, an amalgamation of the Germanic and Norse populations, Romanic invasions, that it's actually at about 1.3, but go ahead.
Right. We are still concerned about the way in which our cities are encroaching on greenbelt in this country. And we see that happening all over Europe. The spread of dense populations in industrialized countries. We're desperately worried about the kind of future that our children and grandchildren are going to face. I can't imagine, Mr. Jones, that you think it's a welcome thing in the world today that is running out of resources to have 80 million more people on the planet every year. I really cannot understand how anybody can say
that. Well, the problem is that I have literally decades of research on this subject, and I know that once third world nations industrialize, that their population growth will go down to zero immediately.
No, it can't go immediately because the people, even if all the couples in third world countries only had one child per couple.
By immediately,
tomorrow,
I mean as soon as they industrialize.
But even if they did it tomorrow, the number of
the UN's own studies. Let me just finish. The UN's own studies say that population will grow to 9.5 billion and then start declining.
That's 2.5 billion more than we have now. That cannot be good for a planet that already overshoots its renewable resource base.
Here's the problem, ma'am. Here's the problem. I have the oil company documents. They're behind the whole fake environmental movement. The environmental movement is nothing more than neo-feudalism and serfdom. Actually, there's few countries in the world that have more green space and more held lands and palaces for your royalty, and that basically you're still in a feudal model with very few landowners, with massive pressure to steal the land of the farmers that are still there and all the harassment they go under, this is nothing but mouth. Malthusian social Darwinism. Are you familiar with Prince Philip, who's a big supporter, I know, of your foundation and other groups, saying he wants to come back as a virus to kill 80% of us?
I'm absolutely flabbergasted, Mr. Jones, that you can even be bothered to talk to me, since my background is obviously so obnoxious to you. Perhaps I should just put the phone down and say, maybe we'll talk another time.
Well, what do you know about Prince Philip?
Goodbye, Mr. Jones.
Oh, man, that really got to her right there. Goodbye, Mr. Jones. We'll be dealing with you soon enough. Oh my god. And of course he showed us his true colors. He showed us his true colors. What was it, 6 years ago now? Whenever the head of the 700 Club, Pat Robertson, said on CNN, China's doing what it has to do with abortion and even forced abortion in China. He goes, what are they going to do? They have to. Yes, and he gave a clarification. He said, they've got to have it. Once you give in to that view, once you let the government be the arbiter of human life and decide who can live and who can't, we already have eugenics of our old. We already have all this rapid family planning with the goal of destroying the family. We actually have, and that's UN extreme numbers show 9.5 billion. The numbers are really showing it'll probably plane off at about 8 billion. We go up in an airplane over many areas of the world. It's completely unpopulated. England is barely populated. You bring up Prince Philip to these people, who's a big supporter of the views espoused by the group you just heard, and bringing up the prince is a no-no. And he did write the foreword to If I Was an Animal, published 1988. Reuters also carried, they asked him about it, and he repeated it. Audubon Society questioned him. He repeated it and said more. These are on record. I actually own the book and the publications. And he says that he wants to see 80% of us die. And, man, I brought that up, and it was like producing a silver crucifix to Beelzebub himself. I mean, it was as it, you talk about specters vanishing, and you see, we know their game. And it was all about everyone agrees the earth is overpopulated, needs to be reduced. Everyone agrees the carbon emission is destroying everything. And I go, no, actually, it's the very ether in which we swim. Carbon dioxide and oxygen are minority gases in the atmosphere. And all the major studies show that life, animal and plant, lives longer, accelerates, has better cell structures in a more oxygen and carbon dioxide-rich environment. It is literally delicious. It is the life forms on this planet that are generating the atmosphere that perpetuates the life forms. Our atmosphere is actually also, some of it is lost into space while it's being bombarded by the ions and different particles coming in out of the galaxy and from the sun itself, and that we're actually being stripped and losing oxygen despite the gravitational pull that holds in much of the gases. If we want to be like Mars and lose our atmosphere and die, then for heaven's sakes, we want to try to manipulate and stop the normal processes. The UN's own report, which is inflated and proven to be a fraud, but again, using their numbers, 6% of greenhouse gas emissions are caused by human activity. 6%, and that's including around half of that, they claim, methane gas emissions from the animal feeds and in the stomach. It's flatulence. That's why they want to start reducing and banning and taxing and the cows. There's always been bovine ranging in even greater numbers than there are now in North America. They called them the buffalo. There were what? There were many species of deer extincted. There were many more type of the cloven-hoof animals running about as well, and they were knocked out. There was overhunting. There is overfishing and overhunting, and I don't like a lot of old growth forests being cut down. I believe in preserving our earth. But let me tell you, every time they take some farmer's ranch with this stuff, it's to build a hotel or golf course 5 years later. Every time they take a community's marina, they build a five-star marina there and condos. It is about stealing property. It is neo-feudalism. And goodbye, Mr. Jones. I will now exercise the power and the authority to terminate this interview because you have brought up His Royal Highness. How dare you bring him up? How dare you? How dare you bring up His Royal Highness? He is such a wonderful individual who has such a greater vision than you do, you pathetic, backwards, country bumpkin Yankee. We've got real intellect. We've got real understanding over here. We've had older society. She couldn't stand it when I told her we're going to win. We are. We're going to ace them. You're not going to stop the human spirit, and you're not going to stop its dynamic agility. We're going to unlock it, and we're going to run over the top of you and all of your ilk. and we're going to spread into the heavens. Our offspring are going to inherit, and they're going to inherit God's incredible promises and the wonders we've been promised. And we're not going to be blocked by the likes of you that have tried to cull our population and have tried to reduce our numbers and who have tried to control us forever. They're the feudal managers. And all their simpering sales jobs have failed, and they're going to fail miserably. You will never stop the true Renaissance. You will never stop our ever moving forward as a species. I say they won't. They may release some super weapon. I don't mean their pathetic group. They're useful idiots, I'm sure, mean well. But I mean the military-industrial complex, PNAC, the New World Order crowd, the Prince Philip-type crowd. So I say they won't stop us, and I know in my gut they're not going to, but I just it absolutely blows me away. You know, Dr. Pianca, let's kill everybody, let's use the Chinese model, or kill 90%. And then, oh yes, China, I agree with them, but here we need to have a more, that's not the phase where, Those Royal Highness supports getting rid of the mass of the population. I think we're going to end this right now. I think we're going to stop this right here and right now, Mr. Jones. Again, I am not for setting up these death mills in like Margaret Sanger, who gave awards to Hitler, got awards from him. That's where they learned it all. The Rockefeller Foundation funded the major Nazi eugenics. That's mainstream history, New York Times cover. We have all the articles back in the 30s and 40s. You're not going to stop us. And I am, you know, these death mills in the Hispanic and black areas, I don't want them to, all their children to die. I don't want them killing their babies. You know, once they get a good socioeconomic level, they will go into actual negative population because people are selfish and want to watch TV and want to go party and look at the pathetic white population. They've bought into all the lies and all the evil of the New World Order, and look at our communities falling apart en masse. And they say, oh, yes, we must accelerate it in Europe. I mean, it's just disgusting. So I'm not a hypocrite about this. I don't want the blacks and the Mexicans to not have their children, ladies and gentlemen. But I got to tell you, I mean, just to watch the death of Europe, it's happening. Look at the numbers. And I hear the illegals celebrate it and, hey, you're dying, go back to Europe, ha, ha, ha. Hey, man, I don't want you to die. We're all human beings here. And so you've bought into that whole attitude. And it's just absolutely disgusting. And I've had enough of it. And we're going to expose these people. My new film is going to expose these people. And, you know, the caller earlier, I was actually sitting here mad that we hadn't got our guest on yet, that there was a problem. And so when the caller called in and said, Alex, and the caller might have meant well, but Alex, you know, it's just too good to be true. And you say they can play us like a fiddle. And you know, Ron Paul, he's just too good to be true. And I just don't know what to... Okay, let's say Ron Paul's bad and he's some type of sleeper, which he isn't. Look at the fruit this tree has bore. That's the test. That's how you know. An evil tree cannot bear good fruit. They never do. It's the fruit! The fruit! He's defeated legislation. He's put in good legislation. He's never stopped. He's never deviated. He's always been true and trustworthy. He's given no indicators. It's like, how do you trust me? The fruit. Look at the fruit. How much we've defeated together. How much good we've done. The victories we've had. It's the fruit. The fruit. I'm going to say it again. The fruit. The fruit. The fruit. The fruit. How do you judge a tree? How do you judge a vine? How do you judge a grapevine? Is it healthy? Is it bearing good fruit? It can have big leaves and big, you know, long tendrils into the ground as vines. But they'll tell you some of the best grapes come off the old vines. They've got the little leaves and don't even look that healthy. But it's got the fruit. I don't know how I'm supposed to explain this to you.
and how, you know, and I hear people say bad stuff about Ron Paul, and they never give any facts. I mean, you come in with an accusation. It was an accusation. You know, they play us like a fiddle. I just don't know about Ron Paul. Give your evidence. Give your examples. You do not have them. Believe me, I know this man. I've looked at him. I've studied him. I've watched him. And I trust Ron Paul. And then there's also, in any fight, you've got to be wise as a serpent and harmful as, you know, harmless as a dove. But at the same time, you've got to have a little trust. You know what? I could sit here and be paranoid. People always ask me, well, you must be paranoid what you do. No, I'm not paranoid. I don't worry about my life. I don't worry about things. I just put it in God's hands, and I try to have some discernment. And if people bear bad fruit and do weird things, I give them a lot of rope, and then I get them out of my life. I get away from them. But it's all the fruit. And look at how the media is attacking. Now, the media was going, Ron Paul's great. Ron Paul's going to win. Ron Paul's the man to fight the New World Order. If they suddenly did that, I'd go, whoa. I still wouldn't distrust Ron Paul because of his fruit, what he's done, his works, his life, who he is, and then my discernment on top of that. But I would go, they're going to set him up, or they're going to try to discredit the movement through him, or something's coming up. No. The fact that they're censoring him and attacking him and doing all this, that's only more of a confirmation, you see. And so I guess I'm just, you're probably a good person. I'm sorry if I was mean to you. It's just that lack of discernment and just the whole tone of it, I recoiled from it. Plus, I was busy throwing a fit about a guest not being on the show. So we'll be right back to talk more about it and take calls in the third hour.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got the emails pouring in about this, that woman that was on with us from the population control group. Please tell that dumb woman that we're not overpopulated in the UK. 97% of this country's population live on 3% of the land. We live in dense populated areas because it suits the knobs to have it that way. Cheers. And then I got one that that agrees with her. Boy, you want to go over there when they go grab a second or third baby, especially from the poor, and drown it right in front of the mother in China, and then just stand over it and go, good, good, there you go. You just saved the earth. I'm not saying humans don't cause problems, but we come first. As soon as you let a government start seeing humans are the problem, you're going to get enslaved real fast. And by the way, governments that do enslaving, like Nazi Germany and Russia would throw nuclear reactors in their lakes when they were done with them. Government's the biggest polluter. You just don't understand. What we're saying here is help the third world. Don't exterminate them. I mean, they have been caught putting pathogens to sterilize people and things in the inoculations. It's wrong to sterilize people. It's evil. But once you get that elitist attitude of, no, it's for the turtles, I like the turtles and the whales, we're going to do it. Once you do that, that's down the path to hell. You've got to fix it other ways. Don't you get me? Listen to this. You're making a total fool of yourself on global overpopulation. Notice the last guy gave statistics. This person doesn't. It's just all emotional. You're making a total fool of yourself on global overpopulation. You are wrong on this one. The air and water of the planet is being totally destroyed by overpopulation. The outdoors you love so much is being destroyed by the toxic effect of overpopulation. Wake up, Alex, and back off on this one. I'm not... It's the toxic waste. It's the genetic engineering. You notice all she talked about was carbon footprints, carbon dioxide. They picked something that doesn't hurt anything as a way to take all your energies away from real environmental action and put it into setting up a global government. Don't you get anything I tell you? It's a fact the sun is heating up. It's a fact the whole solar system and the moons of Jupiter and Saturn are melting, the ice-covered moons. It is a fact that the ice caps are melting on Mars. It is a fact. Can't I? I mean, does any of that ever get across to you? All right, when we get back, we're going to go to Ur in the Netherlands and others immediately when we start the next hour. Back to the Ron Paul thing. You got to judge a tree by its fruits. You have got to look at his past actions. Then you got to look at how the media is attacking him sparingly and more often just ignoring him. That's the sure sign that they're really afraid of you. Okay, Ron Paul is the real deal. And when it presents itself, you got to throw in with him and give him the support instead of, I don't know, it's too good to be true. They're invincible. They're unstoppable. They are not invincible. They're slick. They're sophisticated. But once you're aware of their scams, it's pretty easy to beat them if we just take action. I mean, all I do is get emails about how we're going to lose and how they're invincible and how we can't do it. And nobody's awake and nobody cares. The polls show the opposite. People I talk to on the street show the opposite. I couldn't walk down the street in Ottawa, Canada without being stopped every 15th person. That's a lot of people that know just little me. I'm just one guy in this fight. Every three or four people in Austin stop me and say, good job. And that's where we've really been concentrating our firepower. But I'm just one indicator. I'm like an acid test. And I'm telling you, folks, we're winning this fight. But we got to first realize we're winning to come in for the big win. We'll be right back with the third hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.